Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What's up, Weekday Warriors? Welcome back to the Short Squeeze, and let's get this bread, shall we? I want to talk markets first. We had another huge day for markets. S&P 500 was up about 1.5%, and the NASDAQ up 3.25%, all on the back of big tech's huge day. By far the biggest story of the day was Apple, which has become a pathetic, sad excuse of its former self. Tim Cook continued his campaign of pissing on Steve Jobs' grave in the most recent quarter. Sales fell 5% year over year in a holiday quarter, no less, which marks the first sales decline at Apple since 2019. But wait, it gets so much worse. Almost every line of business missed sales expectations, including its largest segment, the iPhone. Sales missed estimates by nearly $3 billion. And to put things in perspective, it was only the second revenue miss by Apple since 2017. But don't worry, the company that robbed us of the iPod also missed on bottom line expectations. On the bright side, iPad revenue crushed and services revenue was okay. So where did Tim Apple go wrong? Well, he had more excuses than a pedophile who just saw Chris Hansen walk into the room. He blamed a strong dollar, production issues in China, thanks Rona boy, and macro headwinds. It's always the macro headwinds. Shares of Apple were down more than 3% after hours, although at one point they actually turned positive in some pretty wild trading. You guys, things haven't been this bad at Alphabet since Google Plus was a thing. The Ask Jeeves competitor missed on the top and bottom line again. Search revenue fell 2% versus last year, and YouTube ad sales plummeted 8%. On the bright side, YouTube Shorts, Google's TikTok ripoff, is doing 50 billion views per day. Those are numbies. But the bad news is it's not a moneymaker for the company. Shares dropped more than 4% after hours, and that was despite mentioning AI more than 60 times, according to some nerd who kept track. Amazon managed to be on the top line, which is more than Google and Apple can say when it reported earnings. Still, its shares got beat up after hours, falling 4%. So you're probably wondering why. Well, you don't have to look any further than light guidance for the upcoming quarter. Amazon will have to hit the high end of its sales range just to meet the street's expectations. And it's only a matter of time until Jeff Bezos replaces Andy Jassy with Lauren Sanchez. Oh, what's that? You got a promotion to assistant director to the senior VP of the Midwest region? Congratulations. 37-year-old Karen Carniel Tambor, probably screwed up that name, got promoted to co-CIO of Ray Dalio's Bridgewater Associates, the biggest hedge fund in the world that manages more than $125 billion. So yeah, I think she's winning at life. Coinbase didn't just beat a case, it beat a case in the aftermath of the SBF fallout. Shares of CoinMooned after a judge dismissed a class action lawsuit that claimed Coinbase owed tokens that it sold to customers. The butthurt customers also claimed the exchange engaged in sketchy marketing practices, to which the judge probably responded, "Well, no shit, it's a crypto exchange." Shares jumped 24% on the day. Why is Ryan Cohen's investment thesis, "I can fix her"? The founder of Chewy, who's taken a large stake in GameStop and Bed Bath & Beyond, and more recently Alibaba, reportedly bought up a shit ton of Nordstrom shares. And he's got a few ideas, like getting rid of the former CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond, who sits on Nordstrom's board. He thinks a refreshed board will be more open to his cost-cutting ideas. As per usual, shares jumped 32% after hours. And here's what I'm looking forward to on this Friday. We have just one big thing on the docket, and that is the government jobs report.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
That's all we got for today, guys. Snap necks and cash checks.